This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If the freer trade boosters are to be believed, a new trade deal between the United States and the European Union could increase transatlantic commerce by $100 billion a year. The two trading blocs begin negotiations today after 2 years of prep. There may be an unpleasant taste as talks begin, European anger about leaks the U.S. may have systematically spied on them. The BBC's Andrew Walker is in London.
Good morning, David.
Trade talks, but they're going to be talking at some level about data privacy here.
Yes, all this stuff about what in Europe is seen as American snooping on private data of European citizens, among others. That certainly is a bit of a cloud over these negotiations. But realistically, I don't think it's going to do any major damage to the talks in the long term. German officials, for example, have said these trade talks remain the highest priority. And I think that really is the bottom line.
If these talks were to gel, what kind of tariffs might be removed between these two vast trading blocks?
Well, I think we would be looking at the reduction or removal of tariffs across a wide range of goods, for example, on textiles and clothing and agricultural goods especially. So you might see some substantial reductions there. But it's also about what are called non-tariff barriers, trying to get some sort of degree of mutual recognition of regulatory systems, safety procedures, inspection arrangements, that kind of thing. All sounds mind-numbingly boring, I have to admit. But you ask many business people, they will tell you that this really makes an enormous difference to the inconvenience and costs that they have to incur. So if you can get some sort of arrangement whereby businesses only have to do all that kind of stuff once, it could make a big difference to the costs of doing trade.
The BBC's Andrew Walker talking about that riveting subject, transatlantic trade. Andrew, thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.